hi, everybody, and welcome to Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina, for this matchup between the number 13 seed Clemson Tigers and the number 5 seed Virginia Tech Hokies. The Hokies coming off of a first-round bye after going 21-8 this season and 13-5 in ACC play. The Tigers roll in with a 10-20 overall record. They went 3-14 in ACC play this year, but they garnered the only upset of the day, at least seeding-wise, as they toppled 12th-seeded Syracuse 88-69. Yesterday in the first round. Hokies will be wearing the home white uniforms. They say Hokies spelled out in script on the front in maroon, outlined in orange. Maroon numbers with an orange outline on the back. They have the throwback VT logo with the T inside of the V on each side of the shorts. Clemson, they're wearing the purple uniforms today. They went with orange yesterday against Syracuse. Purple uniforms today with orange trim and white trim as well on the shorts, and that familiar paw print logo on each side of the shorts. Ball is in the air, and we are underway in Greensboro for the second round of the ACC Women's Tournament, and Virginia Tech controls the opening tip. They go from left to right across your radio display. Amore will bring it across the timeline. Brown hair pulled back in a ponytail. Lob pass inside for Kitley along the baseline. Goes up strong, lays it up, and gets it to go. Robinson sets a screen. Now Bradford gets it on the right side. In front of Virginia Tech head coach Kenny Brooks. Bounce pass, Robinson spots up, 15-footer up and good. Right next to the ACC logo at the free throw line. Over on the left wing, Asia Shepherd launches a three and hits. The all-time leading scorer in Virginia Tech history just canned one from the left wing, and the Hokies have jumped out to a 9-2 lead over Clemson, and a timeout called by Amanda Butler. She's seen enough. On the right wing, Asia Shepherd now drives into the paint. Good bounce pass inside, and Kitley gets the easy layup. What a feed from Asia Shepherd. Drew the defender to her, and that left the ACC Player of the Year wide open underneath for the basket. It's 14-4. Inbound pass to Kitley. Nearly had it swatted out of her hands. And now a pass to nobody in particular. And a steal by Bradford. Bradford driving coast to coast, lays it up and scores from the left side of the paint. Hank at the top of the circle. Now over to Gaines. Gaines, baseline drive. Goes up strong. Left it short as she hits the hardwood with a thud. Hokies have the rebound. Back in transition. Attacking. Left side of the paint. Georgia Amore lays it up and scores. Shepherd being hounded defensively by Hip. Now works it over to Lytle, to Shepherd. She'll launch a three and knocks it down. Now Hip works out on top as she clears out. Bradford spins, turnaround jumper. It's an air banker off the glass, no good. Saved in bounds by Virginia Tech. Hokies have the ball. Shepherd races into the front court. Doesn't have numbers. Now a little stutter step dribble. Big crossover. Drives baseline against Bradford. Lays it up and scores. Killer crossover move by Asia Shepherd. She's able to lay it up and in. 8 first quarter points for the senior. Bradford has it. 35 feet from the basket. Down to 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Bradford. Free throw line jumper is no good. Off the left side of the rim at the buzzer. And that will bring us to the end of the first quarter here in Greensboro. Good start and a hot shooting start for Virginia Tech. 9 of 11 from the field. 4 for 5 from three-point range. That's led to a 25-15 lead over Clemson. Trailer, number 23 in white, lobs it back for Georgia Amore at the top of the circle. Now to Asia Shepherd on the right wing. Back to Amore, works it across. Trailer, the lefty, launches a three and hits. Alicia Washington spins one way, goes back the other way. Crossover dribble, drives right side of the paint, lays it up and scores. And Alicia Washington finally on the board at the 8:08 mark in the second quarter. It's 30-19. Amore, baseline drive, gets stopped underneath. Backs it out for Shepherd. Drives to the free throw line. Little fake. Goes up and under and gets a friendly roll with the jump shot. Now Baines. Bounce pass to Shepherd. Up top to Kitley. Kitley picks up the dribble. Has the ball slapped out of her hands. Diving for it. Kitley has it. Able to work it free and feeds Lytle. Lytle. Bounce pass inside. Lays it up. Gets the basket. Azana Baines and a foul. Azana Baines races into the front court to Amore. Good ball movement. Spotting up. Three-pointer. Off the front of the rim. No good from Lytle. Offensive rebound and Kitley gets a stick back. Up into the front court. Washington slices into the paint. Floater up and good. Alicia Washington with that quick acceleration, able to float it home with the right hand. And now a corner three from the right side from Michaela Elmore is off the back rim, no good. Rebound to Virginia Tech. Now Georgia Amore, stutter step dribble, drives in, lays it up, gets the basket and draws a foul. Bounce pass to Shepherd on the right wing. Shepherd up top. DeAsia Gregg now drives right side of the paint, lays it up and scores off the window. Bradford on the left wing, spots up, she'll launch the three. Off the front iron, no good. Gregg pulls down the board for Virginia Tech. Back the other way come the Hokies in transition. Accelerating, driving, slicing between two defenders, and getting the layup to go is Kayana Trailer. Bradford inside for Washington, now posting up. Nearly lost the basketball, kicks it back out. Hank, free throw line jumper is good. Hokies can hold for the final shot. Down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Traylor attacks left side of the paint, lays it up, and gets the basket to go. Scoop to the hoop is good, while drawing contact and a foul. And that will bring us to the end of the first half in Greensboro. A historic first half shooting-wise for Virginia Tech. 19 of 24, a 79% clip, including 5 of 8 from three-point range, and 10 of 11 at the free throw line, just for good measure. Hokies dominating Clemson, the number 13 seed, 53-30 at halftime. Azana Baines will feed it over to the right wing to Kayla King. Now inside for Elizabeth Kitley. Drives baseline, walled off by Robinson. Backs it out for King. Now back to Kitley. Kitley spots up, takes a jumper over Robinson and scores. Hot pass inside. Kitley receives a feed from Baines, lays it up and scores. Too easy for Virginia Tech against this Clemson defense. Elizabeth Kitley, Asia Shepherd, launches a left wing three and hits. Asia Shepherd with her third triple of the ball game. She has 13 points, one of four Hokies in double figures, 60-30. Virginia Tech on top. Deja Bradford turns, spins, high banker up and good. Not sure if she called that one from 11 feet out, but was able to get it to go. It's 60-34. Shepherd, cross-court pass, stolen away by Delisha Washington. She has a breakaway. Lays it up from the right side of the paint and scores. And now the Tigers looking to extend that 6-0 run. Deja Bradford drives, kicks it to baseline. Skylar Blackstock knocks down the 10-footer from the baseline. Blackstock, the former walk-on who got a scholarship from Clemson last season. She had yet to score this year. Those were her first 2 points of the season in her 12th game played. Back up top to Shepherd. She'll launch the three. Short off the front iron and the rebound to Washington. Alicia Washington into the front court. Crossover dribble. Pull up jumper. Up and good from the right elbow. Up top to Amari Robinson. Chest pass over to Maddie Ott. Ott to the free throw line. Dishes to Hank. Hank, left elbow jumper is good. It's an 18-point game. 62-44. Clemson has hit four of their last five from the field. Amor speeds a bounce pass to Shepherd. Lob inside for Kitley. Kitley gets double teamed. Busses up a shot and scores. Elizabeth Kitley, the ACC Player of the Year, now with 18 points on the day. In the corner, Kiana Gaines to Amari Robinson. Fakes the jumper. Now drives in. Lays it up and scores. High off the window and good. Now Amor has it at the top of the circle. To Asia Shepherd. Inside for De'Asia Gregg. Nearly lost it, but Shepherd gets it back. Shot clock at 5. Shepherd twists into the paint. Goes up with the left-hand layup and scores at the end of the third quarter. Hokies in control against Clemson. The number 5 Virginia Tech team leading number 13 Clemson 69-50. Now Amor, crossover dribble, begins the baseline drive, kicks it to Shepherd in the corner. Shot clock at 10. Shepherd looking for a pass, feeds it to De'Asia Gregg. Now Amor, right wing three, got it. Hokie basketball, baseline left. Traylor launches an inbound three and hits. Now Georgia Amor has it with the shot clock at 6. Lost control of the basketball, steal by Clemson. Long pass up ahead. Delisha Washington handles, lays it up and scores. Anna Hank now up top, over to Delisha Washington. Works it over to Kiana Gaines. Hair dyeing. Clemson Tigers purple and orange. High banker up and good from Gaines as she's able to get the floater in the lane to go. It's now 77-54. Bounce pass into the corner. And now a steal by Clemson. Back the other way. Delisha Washington. One-on-one against Georgia Amor. Euro step in the lane. Left-handed layup up and good. What a pretty move by Delisha Washington as she was able to Euro step and then twist up with her offhand and get it off the glass to go. At the other end, Asia Shepherd for three. She got it. 80-56. Shepherd now with 20 on the day. Maddie Ott has the ball at the top of the circle. Looking for a pass inside. Instead feeds Skylar Blackstock on the right wing. Now inside for Delisha Washington. Pull up jumper, right elbow up and good. Delisha Washington now with 19 for the game. Chance of Let's Go Hokies emerging from the fans decked out in maroon and orange. Down to the final 10 seconds here in Greensboro. Final 5 seconds, driving into the paint. Azana Baines, shot up and no good. And that's going to do it here in Greensboro. An impressive shooting display from Virginia Tech as they take out the number 13 seed Clemson Tigers, 82-60. And the Hokies advance to the quarterfinals on Friday, where they will meet the North Carolina Tar Heels, 5 seed against the 4 seed, tomorrow at 11 a.m. to begin the quarterfinal session of the ACC Women's Tournament.